Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Life, Love, Marriage, Divorce, the podcast. I am your host, Monique Davis-Dotson, and we have a special guest with us today. He is a former NFLer, a Super Bowl champion for the Green Bay Packers, Super Bowl 31. He is the father of my children, my ex-husband, and my forever family. Welcome to the show, Santana Dotson.
Hey, thanks for having me. How's everybody doing?
Thank you for being here. How funny is this that we sit here and you're on my podcast?
Yeah, that's exciting.
That is exciting,
big,
right?
Big things are happening.
In the atmosphere.
Yeah.
So one of the reasons I invited Santana to be on the show and he agreed to be on the show, one, he supports me and I really appreciate that, so thank you.
Oh, definitely.
And he had been aware that I had started the Life, Love, Marriage, Divorce blog, and you know, we talk about things. I informed him about it. But one of the reasons I invited Santana is because I wanted us to talk about how to be successful and how to get along post-divorce. Many times people come to me and they say, one, they don't even realize we're divorced because we get along well. And number two, how do you do it? And I didn't want it to be only me and my perspective how we get along. I wanted to have his voice because he's a participant of it and get a male's perspective on what to do post-divorce and the importance of getting along, especially when you have children. We're not about going through all the nitty-gritty. We know that things happen for a reason, and we had to get to that place of acceptance. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to, you know, ask you, Santana, why and how do you think we have become successful in co-parenting and, more importantly, getting along?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's so many levels and layers to when you're actually separating from a loved one or somebody that's been in your life for a long time. It's a lot simplistic or easier when there aren't kids and children involved. You know, if you don't have the kids, then it's easier to shake somebody's hands or and tell them you'll see them later, and maybe you don't have to pick up the phone and talk to them or ever even see them again if there are no kids involved. You know, the only thing you really have to separate is items and maybe a couple of friends or whatnot that you used to hang out and go out with. But when you have children involved, you know, folks, these little people that you brought into the world, I think it's real important that you kind of, what I needed to do or what I did myself is just really focus on them and what was best for them to get them up and being healthy. Because, you know, for us to have four kids on all ages, from the ages, I think it's a 10-15 year span in ages, all of them need a little something different at different times. And to be able to feel open and free to communicate with us as parents and be able to co-parent together, I think becomes, for me, was one of the most important things. So putting whatever issues I had or have with you to the side and making sure we're focused on what our kids' needs are really is helpful for me.
Yeah, I agree with you. And just to be, you know, transparent, it wasn't easy, but I don't think that we were pretty good at putting those differences aside.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because you grow up and time heals all wounds, in my opinion. And I remember this was mm-hmm. really my pivotal point.
Mm-hmm.
I remember us, and I don't think I shared this with you. And, you know, just so the audience knows, Santana and I, we attend our kids events and sports activities together. Whatever they do, we're normally there together. We even share holidays together, so no one has to choose where they want to go. I'm either going to his house with our kids or he comes to my house. And, you know, we have made a conscious decision that we're going to be a family no matter what. And that was really important. But that takes two mature people realizing that should be a priority for ourselves, you know, as Christians, and yes, for our kids. So that's really important. But I want to tell you, just piggybacking on what you were just saying, is that I remember probably in the very beginning when we were transitioning to this space,
mm-hmm.
that we were at Sine's volleyball tournament. Okay. So we were in Dallas, and I remember her finishing her game, and you were on one end. This is when we really weren't talking, kind of. We were cordial, but we weren't talking. And you were on one end, and I was on the other. And she finished, and she was walking towards, and she kind of paused, and she didn't know which way to go. And it was from that day on, I said, no more. For me, it was important for us to, even if, you know, just to sit by one another or just to get along for her sake, because I never wanted her to feel that way. You know in your heart that it's not how you really feel about that person, because we've been together knowing one another for 30-something years, pretty much, you know what I'm saying? And the importance of, you know, saying, okay, this is bigger than us.
Right. You know?
And so, do you think that, I know that your parents were divorced, and what I can say about being a part of the family is that with Mama, God rest her soul, and with your dad, is that they always did things together, even post-divorce. Do you think that that helped you kind of decide how you wanted to be in our, you know, transition?
Yeah, I'm definitely that has some cause and effect. I mean, I'd be remiss to say it didn't. You know, the fact that my parents weren't together from the age of 6 or 7, and actually for a time they were in different states. But I learned at an early age that, especially being a young man that was living with my mother, that I had to answer to them both. You know, so to that point, even though that I learned at an early age that they were able to, even if they didn't agree with everything, they were going to agree with how they raised their kids. And my mom was always like, okay, well, you know, and I think that was her clutch, you know, now that I look back on it, it was like, okay, well, this may be what you want to do, but, you know, after I talk to your dad about it, then we'll figure it out from there. So that was always her clutch or escape to, okay, well, this might not be the best thing for him, but this is what he's thinking. And once I get together with his dad, then we'll figure out what, you know, we should do as a whole.
So it seems like they did what we're doing now, and you were able to see it at an early age, even when you don't even realize it. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
And I think the same. Now, my mom and my dad, they weren't married. They got together, you know, really young, high school, and had me or what have you. But what I can say is that what I took from my mom is that she never kept us from our dads, or, you know, never was like, don't have a relationship. And I had a relationship with my dad, and that was positive, because some people don't have that. They get the parents, they have these feelings, and they don't want, you know, they don't do what's best for the kids. And like you're saying with your mom, it's like, oh, I knew I couldn't play them. They were a united front no matter what.
Yeah, they were gonna be
even
united
if they weren't together. Yeah, so definitely. You knew that. Well, that's really positive. So I thank them for that. What advice can you give people who are going through the transition?
My biggest advice would be, like, don't get caught up on right and wrong or who did what. And I think a parable that really helped me was, I don't know if you've ever discussed or read on the eagle that attacks or preys on the rabbit, you know, and everybody automatically feels bad for the rabbit. But you don't really understand that the rabbit actually has been eating the farmer's food for the last 6 months and he can't harvest. And also you don't realize that the eagle, the mother eagle, has to feed her family back at the nest, you know. But a lot of times, which means really the moral of the story is who's right and who's wrong, you know. And really, at the end of the day, neither, you know. But it's just part of the circle and part of life as it stands. So, I mean, the best advice, you know, I guess using that parable is don't really get focused on who did what and who's right, who's wrong. There's a lot of black and white, and there's a lot of gray to it. But again, for me, it helps to try to focus on the future and being the best me as possible. And again, raising the kids in the best manner and fashion as possible and not having any scars around them, surrounding them.
Right. I agree with you on that. And I think just the other day, I mentioned this to you, even if we didn't have kids, I would want you to do well, because I've known you for so long And just as a Christian, I didn't feel like, how can you pray for other people or want the best for other people and not someone who had been a part of your life, your development, your growth, and not want to get along with that person, you know? And I think that's really important. And it has helped me in our relationship as we have moved forward is right. There is no real wrong or right. We're all growing, and we are constantly growing and maturing. And, you know, as we do that, we need to be supportive of one another, you know what I'm saying? And not demean and belittle. And I think that was really important to do, and not place blame.
Yeah.
You know, you got to do your work and not place blame. And so that was important, and find the good. And there's always the good in whatever life, love, marriage, divorce may be for, you know, for us or for our listeners. We've all experienced something in order to evolve, to be better, and most importantly, to help others.
Yeah, and understand that perfection doesn't exist. A lot of times we think we're doing the perfect thing, and perfection does not exist in any form or fashion, you know, as an individual or a collective group. So you understand that, and you make those decisions, and you try for the best, you pray on them to be the best, and you move forward.
Amen. Well, I thank you for being a part of the show. And I have one last question.
Okay.
Like, what's the best thing about, you know, your kid's mom that you want to say just to end the show on such
it's
a positive note?
It's the mom's question. Mother's Day, right? Mother's
Day
is every day.
Every day.
I think the biggest thing is, you know, you as a mom and the mom's loving maternal instinct and always taking care of the nest, you know, the position of mother and you as a mother is the selfless nature. You're always thinking about the kids first prior to thinking about yourself. And, you know, it alludes to them. You know, I think the biggest compliment that people publicly say is how not only well behaved, but how smart, intelligent, and conscious our kids are as far as helping others and being attentive, eye contact, yes sir, no sir, yes ma'am, no ma'am. The way we grew up, and a lot of kids, the millennials, don't have for whatever reason. I think that's attributed to what you do as a mother on a daily basis. So I think that's the outstanding way to go, mom.
Well, thank you. I'm crying, everybody. I'm gonna like replay that over and over all
and
day.
Over,
okay,
and
over. And I'm gonna remind him.
Yeah.
But anyways, I thank you, and I thank you for being my partner.
Definitely.
And my forever family. And I'm glad that we have transitioned to this place, and I only see us getting better.
Definitely.
Thank
Thanks
you
for having me.
All right. Thank you for tuning in to Life, Love, Marriage, Divorce. Episode number 2 with my special guest, Santana Dodson. I hope that we were able to share some things that were important to us in our transition that can actually help someone else who may be going through their own personal transition. Just to know that there is hope, that divorced people can actually get along pretty well. Doesn't mean that everything is perfect. Doesn't mean that we agree on everything. It just means that we decided that it was more important to get along than to not get along, especially for our children. So I look forward to you guys joining me next week on Life, Love, Marriage, Divorce, the podcast. May God continue to bless you until we meet again. Bye.